Welcome on in. This is No Work Today. It's basically three guys sitting around because they have no work today, except we spell it K-N-O-W. Please follow us on Twitter. It would make Hank's heart very, very warm. I'm Zachariah, also known as Bill. He is Hank, and that is Sal. Again, together we make No Work Today, brought to you by our proud sponsor. We're working on two more. We might have some vape for you, Hank. I'm not sure if you partake in the lettuce, the spinach, if you will.
No comment, Billy boy.
Okay, no comment. That was weird and odd, because on video, you're... Whatever, let's move on. It's brought to you by the Lumber Baron. Speaking of trees, the Lumber Baron, if you need some good redwood or any other kind of wood, if you're building a deck, building a fence, building whatever the hell it is that you're doing, go to thelumberbaron.com and use the promo code NOWORKTODAY. Again, that's K-N-O-W, work today, and you will get 10% off whatever the hell it is that you buy. Gentlemen. Thursday means football, and tonight we have football, which means we have to look ahead towards week three. Now, we told you a little bit earlier, if you missed the episodes, you can check out all of our information. We'll tweet it all out at No Work Today on Twitter, but we told you that we are picking every single game against the spread. Now,
there was some gut wrenchers when I was just looking at these games.
Picking these games for week three?
Oh, boy.
Well, I just want to give them a little bit of a backstory in case they missed the previous episode. So every week we're going to post every single game against the spread. All three of us are going to pick. Right now, Hank is in the lead. Do you have the current standings up there, Salo?
Yeah, it's a close one. Hank's in the lead at 16-14-1. I'm a game back at 15-15-1. And you're hanging in there at 14-16-1. So we're all clustered around 500.
After a rough 6-10 weekend. Now, it's great before the buys because you get all the games. We get to pick 16 games. It's also early in the year, so you don't really know who the hell that it is that you're betting on. But as Sal...
Ooh, that's a good point.
As Sal always does, he sends us these amazing graphics. Seriously, Hank, how wet are the graphics? Or am I overrating them because my standards are so low?
No, they look as dialed as you could look.
I mean, you could put them on ESPN and nobody would bat an eye.
Yeah,
no one would say this
looks out of place.
Michael Wilbon and whoever the hell else up there, and they have the graphics that Sal's using, you'd be impressed. Anyways, he posts them, he updates it. He also writes these Shakespearean long explanations on why you should bet. Sal, do you have a write-up planned for tonight's game or no? Just this weekend.
No, just this weekend. We'll have a handful of official plays over the weekend. But again, if you missed the earlier cast, for these NFL Pick'em games, we're going to pick every single game in a contest against each other. And then
what's this contest, by the way? I didn't agree to any contest.
I'm just making the point that these are not recommended bets. Yeah. These are just things that we're using to pick every game.
Because we have to pick every game.
I mean, there was so many of these games where I looked at the spread and
I
just an insta pass.
So we'll get into that in a second, exactly. But just so you know, you can follow all of that. Sal's very diligent about putting it up at No Work Today on Twitter. All right, Sal, what are we doing here? Are we picking these games?
We are. Right. So we're going through the pick'ems, and again, Bill mentioned it a little bit earlier, but I'll provide for which one of these games rise to the level of a recommended actual bet. I'll provide write-ups on Twitter and some of the narrative. But here we're going to go through each of our...
And please gamble responsibly.
Absolutely. But right now we're going through each of our games, and we'll each say a few words about why we're picking.
Because we got 16, so we got to make it short and sweet.
First game up, we're looking at, again, short week. Thursday night game. These are always tough. It's difficult on the offenses. Sometimes they're ugly. We have the Los Angeles Rams at San Francisco 49ers.
What's the spread?
We're looking at Rams -2.5 on the road. And I'll toss it to you, Bill. Who do you like here?
I like the Rams because the Niners stink. Up to you, Hank.
I begrudgingly took the Rams for similar reasons. Plus, I just felt Goff was more comfortable in the offense this year.
Salo?
It's Goff and his homecoming. I'm also taking the Rams. They also have a big girly man in the backfield who's been wrecking shop, jumping over guys for touchdowns.
Miss Feminina.
Hey, hammer it.
Oh, boy.
All right, what's next? Come on, man.
This next game, you got to wake up early in the morning if you're going to catch this. A lot of people
London
are
Town.
Miss this game. Some bangers and mash with breakfast.
If you're up early watching this game with a betting ticket in your hand, God bless you, you degenerate son of a gun.
Yeah, hit that 800 number Statland and get your life together.
6:30 a.m. for those of us on the West Coast. The line here is Ravens -4 versus the Jaguars.
Who you got?
I went Ravens -4. simply because despite Jaguars' week one performance, I'm still not necessarily sold on Blake Bortles and co., and I just trust the Ravens a little bit more.
I went Ravens also, the Jaguars. I mean, it's in London. I think the London fans must love the Jaguars the most because I feel like they're there every single year.
They're going to move there.
Oh, they are for sure?
It's rumored.
I heard the rumors, but I heard it got shut down. It would be too hard with travel. Anyways, if you're giving me two teams and, you know, it's only barely over a field goal, and I think the Ravens are much better, I went Ravens. Salo.
I'm going Oppo here. I was actually really surprised by this line. I could see it at a I expected it to be 2.5 or somewhere around there. I went Jaguars, no question. Okay. I really like the Jaguars' pass rush this year. Fournette gives them a battering ram that they can use when Bortles is shaky. You know, they lost Allen Robinson, but Hearns and Lee are good receivers. The Ravens haven't shown me anything. Flacco is overrated and overpaid. The receivers haven't done much. Jaguars easy for me on the strength of the defense. I'm actually hoping for an ugly game, hoping for a field goal game.
All right, what's next?
This is the toilet bowl here. We got a couple of 0-2 teams that are really shaky and have shaky quarterbacks. It's the Cleveland Browns.
Ugh.
-1 at the Colts. This is the first time in years and years that the Browns have been favored on the road. It's been a long time.
Good God.
This is so ugly that I've scratched out my pick multiple times. This was...
Who'd you end with?
I'm going to go with the Browns just because, you know, no good reason.
It's literally going to be the ugliest game. I might want to watch it just because of how bad it's going to be. I went Colts. Colts showed me a little bit something with the Cardinals game, you know, at least close
Jacoby
to getting
Jacoby looked decent.
Yeah, I'm going to go Colts just because they're at home and those are the two worst teams in the Browns. I mean, when in doubt... Bet against God hates Cleveland.
I went Colts here as well. I like myself some Brissett. He's a young guy. He's still learning on the job, but I think he's going to get it together with T.Y. eventually at some point. Maybe it'll be this week. And other than that, you want to give me a home dog, I'll take it.
And remember, when we all pick the same pick, we are 3-1. So you might want to pay attention to those when Salo puts up the old graph. What's next?
We have Steelers hitting the road with their dice-shooting cadre of receivers, -7.5 at the Chicago Bears.
I went Steelers because the Bears were so damn bad last week, and I picked them, so I'm a little bit scarred. So I'm betting with my heart here. I'm going with the Steelers.
I begrudgingly went Pittsburgh, laid the big 7.5 on the road simply because I do not trust Glennon and co. They don't have a receiver that can catch. I just feel like Pittsburgh will outpace them.
I also went Pittsburgh here, and I hated laying the hook on the road because it's ugly, but I agree. At some point, they might pull the plug and go Trubisky, which would destabilize the Bears even further. Also, I feel like Le'Veon the Bell of the ball has to get off the schneid at some point. Roethlisberger is historically bad on the road, but too many weapons between Bell, Brown, and Bryant.
All right, Dolphins, Jets, -6. Hank, who you got?
This I actually like enough to fancy considering a bet on the Dolphins.
Dolphins -6.
Dolphins -6 at the Jets. Jets look like hammered crap. And Cutler and co. looked decent against who I consider a reasonably tough road foe for them in the Chargers.
I went Fins as well. Similar reasons. Salah?
Also went Dolphins. Feel like the Jets aren't trying. Don't like to lay this many points on the road, but it's early in the year, so weather's not as much of a factor as it will be later.
All right, we got to go rapid fire. What's next? Broncos and Bills. Broncos -7 in Buffalo.
Broncos -3.
Broncos -3, and it was an easy, easy pick for me there. Give me Denver's defense.
I went with the Broncos as well.
Broncos for me also. Bills offense looks unstable so far. Not a lot of traction.
All right, what's next?
We got the Texans hitting the road in New England at the Pats. 13, a large spread. If you want Brady, you're going to have to pay a premium. Who do you like?
I actually took the Texans here, and for a bunch of reasons. I took two -14 teams last week. I split them. But in this instance, I think Watson can be good enough to keep it relatively close. I don't think they're going to win, but I think they'll keep it within 13.
I struggled with this a bit because it's the old case of the pupil coming back to be better than the teacher.
You mangled that. Is that a flag? Yeah, is that flag worthy just struggled?
It was a lightweight struggle, but everyone knew. Right. And had you not jumped in, I was about to get right around that
pupil
obstacle.
And the teacher, what do you got?
I was just going to say it was a struggle, but I begrudgingly laid the points on touchdown Tomas. hoping that Bill Bedcheck is going to befuddle the rookie.
Salo?
I took the points here. Texans plus 13. Again, we know if you give Brady time to throw, he's going to pick you apart. Thankfully, what the Texans do have with Watt, Clowney, and co. is a pass rush. I think they're going to get to Brady enough to bother him. Not enough to win, but let's take 13 is a lot of points. We'll take them.
Sounds good. What's next?
We have Saints on the road plus 6 at Carolina Panthers.
Hanko, you want me to go? You go.
I took Saints in the points simply because I thought the Panthers looked pretty poor on the offensive end, and I think Breeze and Peyton at 0-2 on the hot seat might come out. I don't necessarily expect them to win, but plus 6 gives me, as my cousin would hilariously say, a punter's chance.
A punter's, not a puncher's. I took the Saints as well, and mainly for the first reason that you said. The Panthers just looked terrible at home against the worst team, so I think Saints can keep them in it.
I also went Saints plus 6. If the Panthers offense is going to get on track, the Saints are the right crappy defense to do it against. But, 6 points is a good chunk. And even if they lose, even if they're losing throughout the game, Breeze is always a threat for a cheap backdoor cover. So Saints plus 6.
What we got next?
Bucks plus 2.5 at Vikings. This line is a little bit up in the air because it's unclear whether Bradford will play. So you're rolling the dice a little bit with the QB situation in Minnesota.
I'm taking the Buccaneers plus 2.5. I learned my lesson last week betting against them. I'm sorry. I got to change this whole thing. I'm taking the Vikings. Look, I know they looked pretty bad, and we're not sure whether or not Bradford's going to play. But I think overall, I'm not going to buy into this hype, okay? I'm not going to buy into the Bucks hype. You got the HBO show, Hard Knocks. I'm not buying it. I'm going against them. I'm rolling Vikings.
Not only am I taking the 2.5 points with a ear-to-ear grin on my face with the Bucks, in real life, I'd advise you to literally hammer the Bucks money line and just know that they win this game at worst 50% of the time, and the plus that you're getting equals value.
Salo.
I'm going to take the Bucks 2.5. This is mostly due to the quarterback situation in Minnesota. I don't trust it. I'd rather take the sure thing with Jameis. He's not great, but I know he's going to play. Bucks 2.5 for me. All right.
What's on deck?
Falcons coming off the big win at home against Green Bay. They got to travel, but they're traveling to another dome. It's Falcons minus 3 at Detroit Lions.
Hank?
Give me Falcons minus 3. It's a trust issue. Staff infection and co. just don't feel like they're going to roll out to 3-0.
That would be Matt Stafford, by
the way. This is his first test. I expect to stumble. Give me Falcons.
I'm going to go with the Falcons as well. This was one of the very tough ones for me. This and the toilet bowl. I think there was two other ones that I was struggling with, but this was the big one for me. Stafford coming off the big win in New York. Falcons did struggle on the road in week one, but I think ultimately they got their mojo going against Aaron Rodgers and co. I like the Falcons.
I also went Falcons here. I feel like a donkey for doing it, but we're going to lay the points on the road. I hope I'm not being influenced too much by how well they looked this past week, but tough for me to see the Lions going 3-0, so I'm going Falcons
here. I like it. What's next?
Giants stinking it up. They're getting 6 points in Philadelphia against the Eagles.
Give me the home Phillies, a.k.a. the Philly Eagles. With the meanest, ugliest, dirtiest crowd in all of ball, I expect Carson Wentz to chuck some deep balls, and I expect the Giants to just pack up and go home.
I'm going to go Giants here, believe it or not. It's just too many.
I can't believe it.
It's just too many points, and you talked about being up against it, being in the hole 2-0-2. I think that they're going to come out there. It's just too many points for me. If it was 3.5, 2.5, 4.5, I probably would have went Eagles, but I'm going Giants.
I also held my nose and took the Giants plus 6 here. I hate it for this reason. The Giants have struggled to block, and the Eagles have a vicious pass rush. But in a division game, 6 points is a good chunk. Again, holding my nose. I hate this game, but I'm taking the Giants.
I like that phrase. Holding my nose, I take the Giants. What do you got?
Seahawks plus 2.5. Not quite a field goal at the Tennessee Titans.
I know. I think I know where Salo's going. Where are you going, Hank?
This was an absolute gut-wrencher for me. I literally don't have anything written in my picks yet on this game.
Well, you better pick now, and your analysis is going to be terrible.
I'll tell you this. I would never bet on this fucking game. But I will take the Tennessee Titans minus 2.5 at home.
All right.
Because the Seahawks have looked underwhelming.
I'm going to take the Seahawks despite how bad the offensive line has looked. I think they're going to put it together. Russell Wilson's a little, what did they used to call Sean Marion? Not a deer, but a gazelle. He's like a gazelle out there. So even though the O-line is crap, I think he'll make up for it. Give me the points with the Seahawks.
I'm taking the Titans
and knew it.
Laying the 2.5. I mean, you'll see this is a theme. I've telegraphed myself. I really like the Titans this year. I also really like the Chargers. I'll be frequently on those teams. Laying less than a field goal here, 3, it would have been a hard choice. 2.5, I'll take the Titans. Seahawks are a one-way team. Good defense, not on offense. So I like them a little more balanced with the Titans.
All right. What do we got next? 4 more to go.
Your Kansas City Chiefs, -3 on the road. In that soccer stadium that they can't fill up against the LA Chargers.
I'm going to go with the desperate Alex Smith and the KC Chiefs.
Wait, how is he desperate if he's 2-0 and he's looking like the best QB?
He knows he's on a 1-year deal. I'll take Alex. Okay. I'll take
hearing footsteps from Mahomes.
I'll take Alex Smith and the speediest team in all of ball -3 versus the snake bit Chargers.
Yeah. Give me the Chiefs. As much as I don't believe. How much does it look like Phillip Rivers is in agony when he's out there?
Phillip Rivers only has sex to procreate.
Here's the
thoughts.
Well, and to get his anger out. I'm claiming right now that there has not been many games where Phillip Rivers was the reason. It seems like he's always doing everything that he's supposed to do, and the people around him just fail him.
And it seems like they're going to win every time. They're so snake, but every time I say this is where the luck evens out, it turns around, and then they still lose.
Next thing you know, you got red-faced Phillip Rivers on the sideline in disbelief, and he's such a good guy about it. I would be punching people, literally punching people. I'm going to go with the Chiefs for all those reasons that we just mentioned.
Well, I'm a glutton for punishment. Give me the Chargers, sir. At home, getting a field goal. The Chiefs are good, but I mean, I picked the Chargers to win the division, so they got to get it done sooner or later. The Chargers +3.
What's next?
Oh, this is another fun one that we all grit our teeth about.
Barn burner.
We got a team that has not scored a touchdown this season.
Hang on, bro. I'm sorry, Sal, to interrupt. This guy just said barn burner about a game that has not happened yet. I just want you to know that. This guy said... Go ahead, man.
We have a team that
the Bungles.
We've been referring to as the Bungles. They haven't scored a touchdown yet this year.
Stone.
They're getting 9 points, +9. Cincinnati +9.
A team you fancied a reasonably good team with a solid defense 3 weeks ago.
Fact.
In Lambeau, the tundra's not frozen yet, but in Lambeau against the Green Bay Packers.
Minus what?
Bengals are +9.
Yeah. Packers are -9. Who do you got? I went Packers because I couldn't. I cannot stomach to watch Andy Dalton lose me a bet. Like when me and Salo took the Texans and you took the Bengals last week, was watching that game. I couldn't imagine that I would be rooting for Andy Dalton. That team, the offense seems to be in shambles. And did you see all the defensive players call those fools out? When you give up 13 points, you ain't supposed to lose the game. Felt him completely, and I love that he called him out. Who you got, Salo?
Who? I'm going here, the Bengals, +9. And I think for a couple reasons. One, you got A.J. Green, a normally quiet guy, finally said, hey, you got to get me the ball. He's calling for it. Packers are not strong in the secondary. I think he breaks out and has something of a game. But also, Packers are the walking wounded here. Jordy's banged up. Reuben Randall Cobb might be out. Their defensive tackle is out. They got a lot of injuries. That's a lot of points to cover with not your full squad.
All right. What's next?
Hank.
I had to.
Oh, you didn't pick it?
I had to close my eyes and literally puke my guts out and just say 9 is too many points to give the solid Bengals defense, and I refuse to overreact and lay 9 on the Packers.
Okay, so I'm the only one going Pack.
Yeah.
Good luck rooting for Andy Dalton.
It's just, I mean, 9.
That guy's going to break your heart.
You know what that means in German? No, Bill.
I didn't know that. All right, what's next?
We got the early season, soon to be Las Vegas, but currently Oakland Raiders.
We don't need to refer. They're in Oakland right now. Can we Vegas enjoy is, them while
this
we have
is,
them?
This is what I love. Vegas is treating these guys like a high-profile, serious contender. They said, on the road versus a very solid Redskins, you will be laying 3 and a hook. I'll tell you what I did. I said, I'll take the bait. I'm a donkey. I will take the Raiders -3 in the hook.
I did the same.
Road or no road? Kirk, play Cousins.
Yes, Kirk, play Cousins. Struggle to get that out. If for no other reason, that I think that the Kirk Cousins thing has just muddled that team. He's making plenty of money. It's not a huge deal. The team is saving on not giving him a long-term deal, but I just think 2 years in a row of that type of drama around your squad, I think it's the most important position on the field. I just can't help but think that that's not going to have an effect on how I took the Raiders. Sunday Night Football, right?
Yes,
silver and black out there in primetime.
Yeah. At this point, I'm in my own head. I'm on tilt with the Raiders. I went against
them. You want to keep going against them because you want to stick with your original, even though the last 2 weeks have told you that they're a great team?
And I'm not going to, but that means they're probably going to lose. I don't know. But I lost. I went against them the first 2 weeks and lost. Now I'm going with them.
Okay.
Even though it's an unfortunate line. I hate the hook, but yeah. Raiders -3.5. I'll roll with it and just hope that the offense puts up some fireworks against a mediocre Redskins D.
All right. Last but not least.
We have... licking their wounds coming off of shellacking in Denver, the Dallas Cowboys also laying 3.5, -3.5 in the desert against the Arizona Cardinals.
Begrudgingly took the Cowboys strictly because all the Zeke quit talk and all the talk, I think I'm counting on them to hear all the negative talk and feel the pressure and perform close to their best. And I don't think the Cardinals can really hang with their best.
I went with the boys. I think the boys are a much better team than what they showed in Denver. Obviously, the Giants win.
And that Denver D, who does look good against them? Not many people.
Raiders ran all over them last year. And the Colts, the Cardinals, I'm sorry. If you can't go win convincingly against the Colts, the terrible, horrific Colts, I wonder what would happen in a Colts-Bengals game. Anyways, I digress. I took the Cowboys because I think the Cardinals stink. And I think the Cowboys are better than what they show.
This is another hold-your-nose game for me. I wouldn't be caught dead betting this in real life, but I'm going to take the Cardinals here. A couple reasons. Cowboys banged up in the secondary. Larry Fitz was a non-factor last week. I look for him to do something, but I hate having my money riding with Carson Palmer. He's looked so shaky early on. Cardinals, Patrick Peterson is a good matchup man-to-man with Dez Bryant, who struggles with elite corners. They're going to try to crowd the line. I don't think they'll shut down Zeke, but 3.5 is a lot to get at home. Again, I hate this game, low level of confidence, but I'm going Cardinals.
All right. Well, there you have it. The Week 3 picks are in the books. Again, follow us on Twitter at NoWorkToday, KNOW Work Today. Sal will put up his fancy, dancy graphics, and you can check out the standings, and you can follow the game, see who's doing good, see who's doing bad. And then also, Sal, you're going to be putting up some write-ups on some picks that you're making this weekend, both college and NFL, correct?
That's a fact.
All right. There you have it. We will see you whenever, because you don't know when we recorded this or when we're going to release it. Either way, check out thelumberbaron.com. Use the promo code NoWorkToday for your discount, and we'll see you when we see you. Holla for Sal, he's Hank, I'm Zach, /Bill.
Peace. That was a good one.
That was terrible. I was good until I forgot that I didn't say our name.
No, but you did the Sergio Dip robot.